morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julia Jessen, and she is at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Julia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. I've been looking forward to visiting with you folks over there at the museum. And Julia, let's start. You are in an intern position, as I recall. And when did you start?
That's right. Yeah, I'm the collections intern here at the museum. And I started back in July of last year.
Almost a year, coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, almost, yeah. And my internship was actually just supposed to be 6 months at the beginning. But I guess they liked me well enough to keep me on for another 6 months. So here I am.
Oh, that's great. And we're going to talk about some of the things you've been working on. But first, I would like to visit about you. Kind of where did you grow up, and what are some of the things that you've done to get to this point?
Sure. Well, I'm from Joyce, Iowa, which is a really small town in north central Iowa. And I went to college at the University of Iowa, where I did art history and journalism and studio art were my majors. I triple majored. And then I got a museum studies certificate while I was there as well. And then after I graduated from undergrad, I worked for a few years at the University of Iowa Museum of Art, which is now the Stanley Museum. And then I went to grad school at Syracuse in Syracuse, New York. So now I have a master's in art history and a master's in museum studies. And after I graduated from there, I pretty much have been here at the Museum of Danish America since then.
Good for you. You've done lots of studying and lots of work.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to go back just a little bit. You know, like when you were growing up, was art an important part of your activities and perhaps hobbies, or is this something new in your life?
Yeah. So growing up, it was definitely something that I loved. I think I kind of first got into it by watching the Rick Steves program on public TV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really loved watching his travels all through Europe, and he was always going to museums and talking about art and architecture. And that kind of got me into it, and I started, you know, collecting all kinds of art books and reading about different artists, and I've never been quite great at making art myself, but I love learning about it. And learning kind of the history behind it and these artists who are making these incredible things.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was a big thing for me growing up.
Good.
Definitely.
And I'm glad you mentioned, because you answered my next question, was how much artwork have you produced? And that's not your part of art. And we need people in all of these areas to help us appreciate art in all its different forms. So I think you are doing that in various ways. You've worked in several museums. How is the museum in Elkhorn, the Museum of Danish America, what makes it stand out from other museums?
Yeah, well, it's my first time, I guess, working in like a history museum, and kind of a, you know, history culture museum. And what I've noticed, and this is the museum that I've been at, I guess not the longest, because I did work for a few years at the art museum. But here, I think I really felt kind of like I was a big part of the staff. I feel very kind of, you know, welcomed and accepted, and it feels kind of like a family here, I guess. So that's been really different and really nice. And it's been exciting, too, to learn more about Danish history and culture and Danish America and immigration here. So that's been really exciting for me as well. I do have some Danish heritage myself, so that's also been something that's been pretty cool, is getting to connect more with that part of my own history. And I think just, you know, the connection that the museum has with its patrons and board members and donors and people kind of all over the country. It's been really interesting and really exciting to get to know some of them and see that really strong connection.
And so have you gotten to do a few trips around the United States to board meetings or other activities?
Yeah, unfortunately this year, our board meetings have been virtual.
So that's
I haven't
right.
gotten to travel for any of those. But I have gotten to do a little traveling so far just in Iowa. I've gone on a couple of trips with our exhibitions curator, once up to Decora to help with an installation of one of our traveling exhibitions. And then just recently we traveled to Muscatine because we had to pick up some mannequins, which we're going to be using in an upcoming show about weddings.
Now that sounds pretty exciting. So tell me a little more about your various jobs since you've been there almost a year and your assignment was in collections. But what are some of the things you've done besides pick up and install in other places?
Yeah, so in the first 6 months, I was working with our curator of collections and registrar, and my primary task was doing an inventory of our textile collection. So I was confirming the location of everything, making sure we know where everything is and we have the correct information in our database. It's really important for our collections. And then I was also, you know, adding information to our database, too, if anything needed additional measurements or photographs or anything like that. And I was changing out tissue paper for all of those works, all of those objects as well, making sure that they were all kind of stably secured for storage before putting everything back. So that was kind of my primary task in the first 6 months. And now in the second half of my internship, I've been working with our archivist, and I've been doing some work with our archival collections where I am going through a few of these collections and contributing to the finding aids for those collections. So kind of a document that helps people figure out what actually is in that collection, helps making doing research a lot easier, kind of lists everything and gives a brief description. So I've been adding to that and then also kind of updating the records for those items as well. And then let's see what else. I know I mentioned doing some installation and deinstallation work with our exhibitions curator, helping her out with anything that she needs as well. And then I have been curating my own kind of small show as well, which I think will be going up towards the end of May, probably in time for Tivoli if everything goes well. But that show is actually looking at a trip that the Danish American Athletic Club took in 1936 to Denmark, where they were doing an exhibition of gymnastics and folk dancing, but they were also doing Native American dances on this trip, and they were taught these dances by a Ho-Chunk man named Robert Whirling Thunder. And so I've been looking at Robert Whirling Thunder and his involvement with the Danish American Athletic Club, and, you know, he spent a lot of time with them teaching them these dances. He also traveled with them to Denmark and kind of led them for that part of their tour and for that part of their performances. So I've been kind of considering that trip and kind of that kind of complicated, nuanced history that we can look at with that. So it'll be a small show, but it's pretty interesting and exciting and something that we haven't really talked about before.
And exciting because you are in charge of it. We're visiting with Julia Jessen, who is an intern at the Museum of Danish America, and her activities during this time. So, Julia, you mentioned that there's, in addition to your exhibit coming up at the end of May, you sort of mentioned in passing you're doing an exhibit about weddings. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that's something that Dia, our exhibitions curator, has been curating. And that will be open for Tivoli Fest on May 28th. And it's a really cool, exciting show. She's looking at kind of all of these different traditions, Danish-American traditions of weddings throughout time, so both past and present. And one of the things that I'm kind of the most excited about is we are going to be displaying quite a few different wedding dresses, not just wedding dresses. I think we also have a bridesmaid dress, a flower girl dress, and then a groom's outfit as well. So actually, just this morning, I was helping Dia dress a mannequin, one of the mannequins that will be on display for that show. So it'll be very exciting and I think a lot of fun. I think it'll be one that people will really enjoy seeing.
Yeah, I think nearly everybody gets a little excited, gets pleased about seeing all those wedding kinds of things. And, you know, it used to be June was the month of weddings. Well, you're going to have it all there during the month of June since it's opening for Tivoli Fest.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Julia, just in a few seconds, what's ahead for you next?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm, you know, excited to be continuing the projects that I'm doing here. I have this internship through the end of June, and then from there, we'll see where I go. I'm not sure yet. I've been, you know, applying to some different things. I definitely still want to stay within the museum field. And I think there's a lot of different directions that I could go with it. So I'm excited to see what happens.
You've had a lot of different work experiences that will help you out. And we wish you the best, Julia, in your further journey. And thank you so much for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Till next time, here's a thought from William Shakespeare. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away.